You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on around 2:08 in the morning.
Yeah, but who knows that, though? How do we know that?
Well, you know, Judge Steve Harvey just moved off the slot, so
we got a shot.
Wapner. It's time for Wapner. Wapner comes on 5 minutes. Wapner. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, or Made Man Brent.
You know, we're in Florida in a basement in Florida. You know what that's called?
A pool.
Yes, that's right. So we're sitting by the pool, yeah, chilling and grilling. Yeah. Don't think that we're down somewhere musty. Yeah.
Unlike the rest of the country, we dig a hole in the ground and line it with concrete. We lay out next to it and drink cocktails. We don't like have a weird relative living in it down, you know, under the house.
Yes.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be in the damp, sort of musty, dark basement.
He's
today
wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Of course he's out on the pool deck.
Yeah. Please. And good old boy Justin.
Oh, good morning. Always a pleasure to be here in the basement / pool.
/ liquor store.
Yeah. Yeah. Floating bottles of liquor. What a day.
Well, it's, you know, it's a good day to be us. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, wine, tea, coffee, pretty much anything else you can drink. And this is a whiskey episode, and here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So from Broken Barrel, we have the Broken Barrel Americana Straight Whiskey. We have the Broken Barrel Cask Reserve. We have Broken Barrel Reserve Oak Series. From Barrel Bourbon, we have their Cast Finish Series Amberana. From Old Carter, we have the Old Carter Straight Bourbon Whiskey Small Batch 14, the Old Carter Straight American Whiskey Small Batch 2, the Old Carter Straight Kentucky Whiskey Small Batch 9, and from the folks at Lucky 7, we have Batch 1 of the Workhorse. So,
woohoo!
So we are going to...
Not a bad lineup.
Yeah. No. It's much better than sitting around the pool with nothing. That's for damn sure. So we're going to ask, against my better judgment. Not a hell. Okay, Justin, do our sips ratings.
I am Hans, and this is Franz, and we are here to pump you up. One sip.
Like I said, I told you.
It was against your better judgment, I know.
Mm-hmm. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have, girly man?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
And then what he said to his steroid dealer? Yeah.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes, Yes!
Thank you, Arnold.
You're welcome.
Get to the chopper. Yep. Okay. That's a new record. 4 minutes and 44 seconds in, and we're already in the toilet. So let's get on to... Let's see if we can salvage this show.
Not a chance.
Let's get on to our first whiskeys. We're going to have Brent tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, this is a Broken Barrel Whiskey Company. It was founded by Seth Benham, the owner of Infused Spirits. Broken Barrel sources whiskey from Indiana and contract distills whiskey in Kentucky and at the historic Green River Distillery. Most people think it's like MGP, you know, that they get. So the... And then the blends the whiskey to profile before subjecting it to their unique finishing process. The company is founded on the idea of an oak bill. The whiskey is filled into a large tank, a stainless steel tank, and then new and used staves from a variety of barrels, including American bourbon, French oak, brandy, and sherry, are inserted into the whiskey to finish it. So I think they just take apart the barrels and put the staves in there. I don't think they actually break them up. But it's a process, I think, kind of like...
Have you ever tried to bend a stave? It doesn't bend. You sure as heck ain't breaking it.
No.
You got to drop a barrel out of about a third floor window onto concrete, get that sucker to break. Oak is strong.
I mean, I can just see them sitting around a large steel tank and, like us sitting around the pool right now and just throwing staves in it, you know?
That's our workout warm-up. You break a stave and then break a sweat.
It's like how we sit here and throw the piranhas in the pool when Harm's around.
Yes.
Oh, same thing. Okay.
See which one lasts longer, Harm or the piranha?
Well, the last time he went out on my boat,
I was too drunk.
He yelled at me because I kept chumming the water when he was swimming. But, you know, I mean.
That's his choice. So our first expression is Broken Barrel Americana Straight Whiskey. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, non-age stated, 80% corn, 14% rye, 6% malted barley. This expression is a blend of light whiskey and bourbon. This is unusual. Most people don't do that. So it's finished with three very American-favored oaks. The oak bill is 40% toasted American oak barrel staves, 40% new char, number four, oak staves, and 20% American apple brandy staves. So they've got quite a mixture in here. The color on this is a very light straw color. It's not a deep color at all. On the nose, I get apple pie, vanilla, a little bit of butterscotch. It's that fruitiness of that fruitiness and sugariness. On the palate, you get apple pie right off the bat. I get some dark chocolate. It's like a bitter kind of chocolate on it. And it's got a decent finish. It's got that dark chocolate carries over into the palate where it's got that little bit of bitterness and a little bit of nuttiness to it. And, you know, overall, it's a nice, you know, it's a nice entry level bourbon for them for what they're bringing in. And I have to say that it's different than anything that's on the shelf. Mm. So, you know, when you want to try something different, you don't have to look at everything that's like, well, That's that. Now you get something a little bit of to choose from. And I like what they're doing here with this concept. Maury, what do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I agree with you. It's an interesting concept. I love the fact that they're experimenting. They're doing different things. They're really breaking with tradition. Cooking essentially with wood, much like reminds me of the Makers 46 program where they're using staves to, you know, kind of create a recipe. So yeah. I like the concept. Like I said, they're just getting started. I'd love to see where they go in the next few years. I think it's well made. It's not overly complex. It's got a medium finish. It's got some nice apple pie flavors, as you pointed out. I think it's fun. I think it's an interesting whiskey to talk about how they've kind of, you know, turned the industry on its head and put in stainless steel and added wood staves as opposed to adding whiskey to wooden barrels.
Right. Makers added it to a wooden barrel, just a single barrel, and they added it to a vat. I don't know how big the vat is.
Yeah, batch.
Yeah, I don't know how big it is, you know, that they're doing it to, you know, or what the, you know, but yeah, it's nice. It's interesting. So,
yeah, Justin, what'd you think?
This kind of reminds me of like Kentucky Gentleman mixed with like Heaven Hill Ball and Bond stirred together in the best possible way.
Who's done that?
It's like a new, you get that kind of neutral grain spirit thing, but you get some decent whiskey behind it.
Well, you've been drinking a little bit and you didn't quite finish the first glass and then you grab the bottle and pour it in. Yeah, that's right. How it happens.
Right.
You know? Like I have to tell you, come on.
What'd you think of this whiskey, Bob?
I thought it was interesting. It's that apple pie is just, it just leaps out of the glass. It's got a really pretty nose. It's really, really interesting nose. A little bit light for me. You know, I tend to like my whiskeys a lot more, you know, beefier, a little more heavier.
When you say you can taste color, this one, you can kind of taste the color. Yeah. You know?
It's well, you know.
So the mushrooms are working.
I can tell that there's light whiskey in that blend, you know. But I think they did a really good job with the wood bill on this, because it made a really interesting flavor palette. And it made a really interesting nose. I wish they'd have just went all straight bourbon instead of the light whiskey in it. I think it would have had a little bit more body to it. But overall, a solid, well put together whiskey. I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. That's for sure.
What are we rating this one?
Well, we are going to be rating the Broken Barrel Americana Straight Whiskey. Two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Broken Barrel Americana Straight Whiskey.
I think we're talking about...
Now we're going to talk about Broken Barrel Cask Strength.
Yeah.
57.5.
We already just talked about the other one, yeah.
Alcohol.
Thanks volume. For joining the program.
Or 115 proof. It's 70% corn, 21% rye, and 9% malted barley.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Using a base of Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, the oak bill for this expression is 40% ex-bourbon barrels, 40% new French oak, and 20% sherry barrels. So
interesting wood bill.
This one has a very sweet nose to it. It's kind of got a dark copper color on the palate. I get caramel, dark berries, and we'll be back with more.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wonder if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes.
And this is good old boy Justin back talking about Broken Barrel Cask Strength. What's interesting about this is it kind of reminds me of Dalmore with the orange and dark chocolate. That's a scotch that we've talked about on this show before. And the finish goes away pretty quick. But up until that point, I really enjoyed it. What did you think, Maury?
I thought this was a clear step up from the previous whiskey. I like this quite a lot. This was a little more traditional bourbon. I think they cut back a little bit of corn on the mash bill. They added a little bit of rye. Again, it's got a nice dark copper color. I would agree with you on that. It has a pleasant nose, but it's got a really nice mouthfeel. It's got just some viscosity. It's got some vanilla and some brown sugar. And I found the palate to be, the finish to be a little bit more medium. I found this to be pleasant, really enjoyable, very nice, approachable whiskey, very well made. I'd love to see this with a little bit more age on it, but it's definitely not young. I think it's ready to drink, and I think probably represents a nice entry-level, good value whiskey. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, on the nose, I put down here sweetness. I got like powdered sugar and sherry on the nose. I mean, it's just, it's like a sweet nose. It's like you can't avoid not noticing that right off the bat. And then on the palate, I put down it's got like cake notes, you know, like a nice like birthday cake note, you know, with a little bit of, and I got just a hint of some berries on there, you know, hard to say if it's blackberries, but it's, there's just a hint of berries on it. And yeah, the finish is nice, but it's kind of short-lived. It just doesn't follow through with like, okay, well, you know, because you feel like you have to come back to it too soon, you know, to really get your, to really get out of it what you need to. So, Bob?
Pretty much echoing on what everybody else has said. It's got a pretty nose. I'm with you. It's a really, really sweet nose. I mean, it's like inhaling powdered sugar.
Yes.
It's really, that's really
exactly
sweet.
What I got down.
Reminds me of a
powdered
beignet.
Sugar, sherry, and sweet.
A Cafe Du Monde with my hickory coffee, and I'm sniffing the beignets. Yeah.
Sniffing the beignets. Yeah.
You're trying to eat a beignet and you inhale a little bit too hard.
Inhale a little of the powder.
Yeah, it's a really, really sweet nose. But, you know, I'm definitely getting, you know, I get like some blackberry on it for sure.
Yeah, just that hint of blackberry. It's like you got that cake note, but then a hint of blackberry.
A little bit of orange peel, and I get a, hold on. On the palate, the sweetness for me really comes through. I get candy corn. You know, that waxy, sweety kind of.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think you might be right. That's a good descriptor.
Yeah, it's not, the nose is, fools you because you think it's going to be really sticky sweet. And it's not as sweet. It's like candy corn is sweet, but it's a little more waxy than sweet. And that's what I'm getting here. I'm getting sort of that overall, I'm getting a little bit of a corn flavor in it, not like raw corn, like
candy corn,
like it's
the wax.
You know, like when we say, you know, like it's the whiskey's a little corny because it's too young. Not that. It's more like.
No, it's not that corny.
No, it's like a candy corn kind of thing. So.
Yeah, that's kind of why I said the cake notes, because it wasn't sweetness like it.
Yeah.
But it was, you know.
Yes, mildly sweet. It's the nose. The nose tricks you. But, you know, and it's, you know, the finish on it's not too bad. A little bit hot, actually.
So who's happy to get the candy corn at Halloween? Who wants to throw it away?
Nobody.
It away.
Nobody's happy.
Bob?
I think there's only one batch of candy corn. It's like fruitcake. It just goes around and around. You know, you get it. Your kids bring it home. You just hold on to it because it never goes bad. And then you put it in the bucket for next
year.
It's
early recycling.
And then their kids get it. And then, it just goes back and forth. Yeah. I think the factory that made that burned down in 1856. So,
guys, let me refocus you. What are we going to rate this whiskey?
Well, we are going to be rating the Broken Barrel cask strength three sips.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
All right. So let's move on to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bob. Our next whiskey is the Broken Barrel Reserve Oak Series, 57.5% ABV or 115 proof for those of you who are mathematically challenged like Justin.
Oh, for
it
sure.
It is 13 years old. The mash bill is 70%, 21% rye, and 9% malted barley. Using Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, the oak bill for this expression is 70% beech brandy staves and 30% French oak staves. I don't even know what to say about that. Let me say that the color is a nice, you know, burnished copper. On the nose, it's definitely fruity. There's definitely peach and pie crust. On the palate, it's got some viscosity. It's got a lot of vanilla, brown sugar. Again, it's got a sweetness. And after that last whiskey, I thought I liked it a little bit more. I'm finding after the last whiskey, it falling a little bit flat on my palate at this time. First time I tried it, I was a little more hopped up about and excited about this. But after it sat in the glass and after just revisiting the previous whiskey, by comparison, I feel like this falls a little bit short. Just got a little one note, kind of a short finish, kind of didn't really do much. I think it was better when we first poured it. What do you think, Justin?
You're absolutely right.
Oh my God, that's the first time I ever heard that. Could you say that again?
You are absolutely right.
I'll never hear it at home.
Let me get out my recorder. I never hear that at home. I'd like to record it so I can bring it home.
Yeah, when I first poured it, it was fine.
I'd like to be at home when he plays that tape just to see the look he gets on that.
Yeah, when we first poured it, it was fine. Then it just went south. I got like...
It just disappeared in the glass.
Yeah, I mean, the nose is still good. I got like marshmallows and banana bread.
Even the nose is a shell of its former self.
But something went wrong with the finish. But, you know.
Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I got the banana bread and peaches on the nose. And it did follow up on the palate with the banana bread and some nuttiness on it. But... Yeah, it has changed. It has evolved and changed. It doesn't quite have the finish that it had before. Not after revisiting these three again, you know. But it is the darker of the three. I kind of expected more of a punch to it than what it was. It doesn't drink like a 115 proof or a 13-year-old.
So I guess you got to crack it, chug it, but responsibly.
The
responsibility is important.
It's definitely. Another, this is a dessert, kind of like a dessert whiskey, you know, that you'll have for dessert and, you know, and then move on to something else after that. You know, it fits right in that section of your night, you know, you finish eating, you have your little dessert drink, and then you move on to something else. So it fits right in.
Mm-hmm.
Bob?
On the nose, I'm with you, it's like a peach pie. That jumps out, man. It's like peach pie filling. And on the palate, kind of like a cinnamon raisin bread kind of thing going on. A little bit of nuttiness in the center of the palate.
Yeah.
Like I'm picking up like a pecan, a little bit of dryness in the center of the palate. Lots of vanilla, lots of brown sugar.
Those are the flavors. You nailed them on the head. Everybody's saying the same thing over and over again. All the ingredients of a peach pie.
Yeah. It's, well, the brown sugar note's more like, when you make cinnamon rolls, you take the brown sugar, you mix it up with the butter to make it moist and then spread it out. It tastes like brown sugar mixed with a little bit of brown melted butter. That nuttiness is coming through for me. A little bit of red berries.
Yeah, deconstructed pie.
Yeah. But I'm with Brent. I think this thing would be, you know, with dessert, I think this thing would be really good. And the nose is still there for me. The palate's fell off a little bit since we opened it, but the nose is still right where it was.
When you come back to it a third time, the finish picks up a little bit more. So I don't know if that's just because it's, but.
That's because it's an odd number.
It is an odd number.
Could be all that methamphetamine you did this morning.
Could be that too.
Well, yeah. You know,
that's why my teeth are brown.
You have teeth?
Teeth.
I was about to say, you're in early stages of meth if you still have teeth.
He keeps them in his pocket like Barney Fife and his bullet. I keep forgetting. Yeah, they're in the pocket. All right, well, we are going to be rating the Broken Barrel Reserve Oak Series, three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next whiskey. This is
Why don't you tell us about it, Bob?
From Barrel Craft Spirits. So Barrel Craft is the producer of Barrel Bourbon. They were founded in 2013 by Joe and Janet Beatrice, lovely people. Joe's involvement in the spirits industry goes back to the 80s when his firm, Blue Dingo Digital, was busy creating digital presences for various brands in the spirits industry. All that changed in 2012 after a trip to a local distillery when he got the bug to get into the whiskey business on the production side, which, yeah, you can... you go to a distillery and you start thinking you can do this. It hits everybody. The Scottish model of an independent bottler and blender, they began sourcing quality whiskeys and rums from various sources and blending them to try to make an end product that's better than the sum of its parts. And apparently it's working because they've received a lot of awards. And they keep stacking them up. And honestly, it's interesting to watch Joe as a blender all these years on. I mean, he just continues to get better every year. You know, I mean, he's turned out some really fantastic stuff. They've actually been given the award for the best bourbon at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition for their Batch 11 release. So let's talk about our first whiskey, our only one from Barrel Bourbon today, which is the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Amberana. It's 58.21% ABV, which is 116.42 proof. This is a blend of 5, 6, 7, and 10-year-old Indiana bourbon and 5-year-old Kentucky whiskey. To make this expression, the blending team created a bourbon blend with 2 mash bills with different char levels and finished it in Amberana casks. A vatting of individual casks without finishing was then layered in to add more depth and richness and complexity, ensuring the bourbon shines through first and foremost. Rather than use cubes, spirals, or finishing staves, Barrelcraft Spirits chief whiskey scientist Tripp Stimson sourced true 53-gallon barrels made from sustainably harvested Amberana wood to finish off the bourbon. And Amberana is like the word of the day. It's like Sesame Street. What's today's word in Kentucky right now?
Everybody's using it in Kentucky.
Kentucky, the word of the day is Amberana. The number is 3. So, everybody's experimenting. Yep. And I'm glad because I've had some that are really, really good. I've had some that, you know, they're working it out. But I think there's a future for it for cask finishing,
Very, very potent, though. It's often overdone. Kentucky.
Yeah, that's they're learning, you know, because this is a new wood for everybody, you know. I mean, 5 years ago, had you ever heard of it? I hadn't, you know.
I'd heard of it till this weekend when I read the script.
Oh, you read the script?
I know.
Wow.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Yeah, I even
practiced the voices, but it was the wrong one.
Well, there's our boy. Okay. Dear Lord. Well, the nose on this, it's just, I mean, we all said it. It's everybody's going to say the same thing. It's like going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting a bag full of warm apple fritters, sitting down in the car and opening them up, sticking your face in the bag.
I've got something different.
It's like I'm sure you do. It'll be some industrial product, no doubt.
Right. No, not today.
Right. He had a bad childhood. So, yeah. I mean,
his mom made him drink Fabuloso. So, yeah, it's apple fritters all day long. Now that it's been sitting in the glass, there's some burnt toffee for me that's coming through. I'm definitely getting that toffee a lot more than I was before. And then just that sort of baking spice that you get with an Amberana finished whiskey.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah, cinnamon rich baking spice. So, but on the palate, let's have a sip. It's got a good mouthfeel to it. It's a little bit dry. Yeah, it's definitely on the dry side. It's almost like me and Maury were saying, it's kind of like an IPA finish. It's got sort of that little bit of astringency, that little bit of bitter on the back end. But all that baking spice and Amberana spice is still there. So it's I was almost expecting, you know, when you smell all that baking spice, you're expecting it to be sweet. And it's not. It's very different. There's some citrus in there. There's a nuttiness to it. It's almost like you ever have a really old overproof rum, like an old Jamaican
Ray
rum.
And Nelson or,
yeah. You know, 25 plus, you know, it's, sure. It reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rum loses that sweetness and it goes the other way.
Yeah.
That's what it's reminded me of. Yes. This is interesting. This is very interesting. What do you think, Justin?
So, obviously, I got the cinnamon. But I also got like canned lemons with oil.
Hold on. Canned lemons?
No, I'm sorry. Canned clams with lemons and olive oil.
I've never in my life seen a lemon in a can. I got to find this.
Yeah. Canned clams, lemon, olive oil, black pepper.
Holy cannoli.